Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Ponte Vedra, Florida, at the FEI meeting, Floor Expo, and I'm with Adam Nunn, the president of Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring, based in Middleton, Wisconsin. Adam, how you doing?
Doing great here.
I need to mention that a few years ago, you won the Floor Focus Future Leaders Award as one of the emerging professionals in the flooring business under 40.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool accomplishment. A lot of really good names on that list that I was with, so it's a pretty cool honor.
Well, it's well-deserved because you're the president of a company that's on our top 100 list. Talk real quickly about your operation. You have four locations in Wisconsin and recently got into Florida with three locations, right?
Yeah, so we've been in business now 35 years, started up in Wisconsin. We've got two locations in and around Madison, and then we've got two locations down the Milwaukee market with the acquisition of Malkin's Flooring, which was last year. Recently, we just moved down to Florida, and we've got three new locations down there based in Fort Myers, but we're also in Riviera Beach, which is just south of West Palm Beach, and then just outside of Orlando as well. So focusing just on the builder and the multifamily business down there.
Okay. And you started this when you were five?
Well, started installing when I was 12. I had a couple uncles that were in the business, and my father obviously was in the business. I had to learn the business pretty young.
Okay, and are they still in the business?
No, so my father retired. He's actually down in Florida now, living on the beach is what I tell people. So I bought him out almost 8 years ago now, but he taught me a lot of good things and then surrounded myself with a lot of other really good people that run good businesses, and it's been great for us and my development as well.
So you say you focus on the builder business. You have these design showrooms, what you have?
Yeah, so up in Wisconsin, you know, there's 3.2 million people in the state of Wisconsin. You kind of are a little bit of everything to everybody. So we've got four retail locations, very design-focused, you know, cabinetry, countertops, flooring and appliances. We also do the single-family larger builder, more track, and then we also do the multifamily and commercial side of the work as well up in Wisconsin across all four different product categories. Down in Florida right now, it's only the flooring segment, but it's really no retail at all at this point in time. It's all more the track builders and some of the custom guys, as well as a lot of the new construction multifamily that's going on down in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you have a very diverse business because it sounds like you serve more of the upper end of the business in Wisconsin and then maybe the lower end of the business in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, up in Wisconsin, there's really no track builders. We've got one builder that will build more than 300 homes in the entire state. So you're dealing with a lot of home builders that will build between 15 homes a year to 125 homes a year, and that's your core product. Whereas down in Florida, we've got a builder that will do over 3,000 houses in the trailing 12 months.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I kind of wanted to qualify that is because I think the products that go into new single-family construction homes, I think, varies depending on price points. So let's talk about the Wisconsin business. Have builders switched to LVT? Are they still putting in some traditional materials? What's going in the homes up there?
Well, up in Wisconsin right now, it's a little bit different because we've got the cold weather. So in basements, carpet is still popular. It's tough to go in a basement when it's cold in the winter and you're not putting a lot of cold product in there per se. So carpet's still doing very well in the lower levels. We're seeing a big, obviously, surge like everybody else, vinyl plank, SPC, WPC product. We direct import a lot of tile ourselves, and that's probably been one market that slowed down. I prefer to do more tile if we can, but yeah. The lack of labor and then also just the costs of it have really hurt that segment of our business. We're down probably close to double digits on that year to date. Also, solid wood. We've been seeing this trend for a while, but solid wood businesses continue to decrease, and a lot of that's being gobbled up by either engineered wood or the SPC WPC product.
And on the tile, is that going primarily in kitchens and baths?
Yeah, mostly kitchens and baths. Kitchen backsplashes is pretty much 90% of the time in up in Wisconsin, it seems like.
So interesting. So when you, let's say with hardwood, you group it both solid and engineered, that business has been impacted by LVT?
Absolutely. The solid more than the engineered. We still do a good portion of engineered, but yeah. As that product has become a lot more dimensionally stable and the looks have been, yeah. In my opinion, greatly increased, everybody wants the wide plank and the long boards, and the engineered side has done that a lot better. And up in Wisconsin, we have seasons, so the dimensional stableness of it is a lot better when you get negative, these polar vortexes that are negative 30, 40 degrees, and then you get a 100 degree day with 85, 90% humidity. You know, you need a product that's a little bit more stable.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm interviewing you partly because Jay and Dave, you know, the leaders of this organization, said you need to talk to Adam because he's doing a real good job. What do you think the secret is of your success?
You know, I think you surround yourself with people that you hope to emulate and who you want to be someday. And there's been quite a few Floor Expo members. I remember when I came to my first meeting, I was a young guy, right? And I remember going and after a couple of meetings, went up to a couple of guys that I heard and read about and just said, hey, I know you got really successful businesses. And a bunch of them just really opened their arms and said, hey, you know what? We're always looking for a young guy to kind of tell us what you know versus what we know. And some of those guys have been just great for my development and kind of leadership. You know, Larry Barr, Wayne Joseph. I remember when I first came, they kind of said, hey, come on over. And they're quite busy these days with ADG and what they're doing. But there's a lot of great leaders across multiple segments. Brian Caress at Ready has been really instrumental and open arms. And that's probably the greatest thing I've gotten out of Floor Expo is just the relationships and the willingness to help our business as well. It's pretty cool to see where they're at. And Tim Coleman's another one that pops in my head. Tim, I remember meeting with him probably 8 years ago and talking about how he grew his business from nothing to, I mean, they were doing over $300-some million a year before they sold and how they got there. I mean, I think that's probably one of the greatest things that's happened to me and helped our business grow.
You mentioned ADG. You're not on their radar, are you?
Well, you know, I'm 34 at this point in time, so I think I got a few more years in me before I'd ever look at selling out. But what they're doing is they're obviously taking the market by storm, and they're a force to be reckoned with for sure.
Uh-huh. How many employees do you have in your organization?
We're right now around 265 employees between Wisconsin and Florida. So a lot of families to think about when we make our decisions and a lot of really great people that have been with us a long time.
What did you pick up at this meeting you're going to carry back? Anything come to mind?
You always try to pick up a couple things. You know, we do a financial big rocks section versus some of our counterparts. And if you can get one or two things, I think it's great. We actually just finished our breakouts, and I've got four or five of our senior staff here, and we each go to one market, and I tell them, bring one or two big ideas. We'll definitely recap after it and try to implement a few things that we think are good for our business.
Yeah. Well, how's this business going to keep from going to the lowest cost denominator? What do you think is the best strategy for making sure we hold margins there?
I think you can't just always go to the bottom line. I think the big thing with companies like ours is what are you providing from a service standpoint and also installation? And if you can provide tools and resources for your end user and your client, you're going to always be needed, right? You know, we recently invested a lot more money in the commercial side of things. We have project managers that we actually will go out to these new construction multi-jobs. We help run the jobs for the general contractors. That's a value that other companies aren't providing, and it's made us different than our competition. So I think you have to continue to see what you can do and service a client. And remember, at the end of the day, they're the ones cutting the checks, and listen to them. You got 2 ears and one mouth. I've always told our entire team that. Listen twice as much, and you'll learn a few things.
All right, that's great. Well, thanks, Adam, for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Adam Nunn, the president of Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring in both Wisconsin and Florida. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.